Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to Victorious Living. We are just grateful to have you with us today. Yes, we are grateful to have you, and you, and you, with your listening ears. Yes, we are just thankful. We are thankful for everyone that's present. Yes, whether you're in your cars or standing in the kitchen over a sink of dishes. Yeah, outside, sitting by the pond. Outside, sitting on the back porch, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, we just want you to know that we are thankful that you are listening in this day, that this is the day that God has made, and we are determined. I said determined. Yes, we are determined. We are determined to rejoice. We are determined to rejoice. We are determined to exalt Him. Yes, yes, we are. Yes. Our scripture reading tells us that the peace that I leave with you, not as the world gives, but I give you. He says, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. That's found in John chapter 14. We should be encouraged no matter what's going on. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Master. We thank you for this day. We thank you for this moment that you have given us. Master, we lift up the grieving hearts, God, the hearts that are broken, those that are in sickness, God. We know that you alone can deliver us, oh God. You alone can heal us, oh God. You alone, God, can bring us to a joyful place, oh God. And we ask for you right now in the name of Jesus. Whatever it is that we need, Master, we ask that you provide it for us. And we will be careful to give you all the praise. We will give you all the honor. Because it's in your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Jesus, we pray. Glory, glory. Glory to his name. Yeah. I want to just move quickly into this lesson here. Oh, lesson is going to be talking about idolatry. Yeah. And we just want to just ease into this topic, idolatry. What is it? What is this? In looking at the KJ dictionary, we see that idolatry means worship of idols, images, or anything made by hand or which is not the true God. I'm adding that. The true God. Idolatry is of two kinds of worship. Images, statues, made of hand, and the worship of heavenly bodies, the sun, the moon, the stars, or of demonic forces, angels, men, and animals. Yes, idolatry. That's our word. This is our word today. Yeah, I just want you to stay with me, and I want you to just listen in and just move as the Spirit moves. Yes, 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 idolatry. The origin of idolatry. The origin of it. A man by the name of Nimrod. He was the son of Cush, grandson of Ham, great-grandson of Noah, is the one who started, who introduced idolatry. His name was Nimrod. Nimrod means to rebel, simply rebel, reject, refuse. Nimrod, king of first empire after the flood. Yeah, pay attention with me. Please pay attention. Yeah. Let's look at where we are today with idolatry. Because, you know, a lot of times we hear this word and we say, oh, that's that Old Testament. That's that, oh, that happened way back. And, oh, that's, you know, that happened over there or that happened then. Well, let's see where it is in the 21st century. Did it actually travel? Did it actually move? In Psalms 16:4, it says, those who ran after other gods will suffer more and more. I will not pour out leptations of blood to such gods or take up their names on my lips. Now, David here is talking about this. And here we see that he's talking about the idolatries. Yeah. He's talking about it. He says, those who run after other gods, they're going to suffer. And so we see that and we say, other gods, how can you do that? Huh? What are some gods that actually brings us into the presence of idolatry? Remember, idolatry is worshiping of idols, images, or anything made by hand. Just stay with that. Anything made by hand. That is worshipped. And we know what the word worship means. When we worship something, we spend a lot of time with it. Yeah, we implement it in just about any and everything. We're always talking about it. It becomes like an idol to us. We see no one else. We see nothing else. We talk about nothing else. We do nothing else. We just worship and spend time with that image or that thing or that person. Yeah. To name a couple of gods, sometimes a god can be a person. Yeah, people, cars, possessions, land, business, clothes, money. Yeah, we are known to turn these things into gods. And you say, well, how can these items become a god? How could that be? Glad you asked that question. Putting people ahead of God. Putting people first before God. Before God. Example. There is always an event on Sunday. Yeah, think about that. There's always an event on Sunday that goes on doing Sunday worship. Sunday service. It's always something. I don't care if you have the service is early in the morning or if it's midday or if it's late in the evening. There's always something going on at that time of worship. Something is always going on that is not pertaining to the godly worship. Something is always, and you're always going to be invited. I don't care how you think you're not, you will always be invited. So what should I do? What should I do when I get in this situation or when this begins to happen to me? What should I do? Should I go to the event or should I go to church? Should I go to worship? What should I do? How easily can we get caught up? It's very easy. Remember, the tempter. He's always tempting. He's always sending things so we could be tempted. He's always trying to reel us in. Yeah, we're not exempt. He's always trying to catch us. He's always trying to catch us off guard. Yeah. Why? Because we're special. We're special in the eyes of God. And Satan knows this. Yes, yes, yes. So ever notice that the event will be going on once church is over? Ever thought of that? Ever thought of once the worship is over, that event is still going on? Oh, the enemy hopes you never catch on to that. He hopes you never realize that, that it's going to be going on when you're finished worshiping, when you're finished spending time in the presence of God. That event, whatever it is, it's still going to be going on, huh? So when we decide not to give God a minute of the time that he gives us, listen to that, then something is wrong. Something becomes completely wrong when we begin to put other things ahead of him, do other things when we should be doing it with him. Mm-hmm. Yet and still, when we get in situations where we don't know what to do, or we're just cut off and we're overwhelmed, or we're just completely thrown under the bus, we call on God. That's the first person we call on. Pray for me, help me, oh God. We hear it all the time. We hear it all the time. Sisters and brothers, we hear it all the time. Yeah. Listen up, listen up. Can't say thank you, Jesus. Can't say praise you, Lord. Can't even say glory to you or raise my hands in giving reverence to God. The true God, the true God. Something is wrong. Something is completely wrong. There's always a business meeting when it's time for Bible study. Yeah, it's always a meeting that I have to go to when it's time for worship. Something is wrong. What am I worshiping? What am I worshiping? Ever notice that the car is always dirty on Sunday? It needs to be washed. Something is wrong. Are we being tricked? Are we being tricked into idolatry? Ever notice that clothing sale, the sale that you've been waiting for, is only going to be on Sunday evenings, and it's for 1 hour. You ever notice that? 1 hour. That's the special. That's what I need to run and get. But that's the time for worship. That's the time to spend time with God. Something is wrong, huh? Something is mighty wrong. Are we being tricked? Look at that. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13 says, no temptation has overtaken you except what is common to man, to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted. Listen to that. He won't let you be tempted. Listen at that. Listen to this. God, I got to say that again because it is so true. And a lot of times we missed it. We missed this. It says God is faithful that he will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. Oh, glory to God. Listen at that. But when you are tempted, he will also provide. Glory to God. He's going to provide a way out. So that you can endure. Yeah, so that you can endure. Now, what am I saying? What is being said here? So this is 1 Corinthians, and we know this is Paul. He is the writer of the Corinthians, the 1 Corinthians. And he's talking to the church. He's talking to the Corinthians. And he's really encouraging them. He's trying to show them. Yeah, he's trying to explain to them the relationship that God has. Glory to God. That God has for us. Yeah, and how he loves us. And how he provides for us. Let's be clear here. We know God loves us even when we are wrong. Even when we make mistakes, God still loves us. He loves us, period. He's just that kind of God. He loves us even when we don't do what we're supposed to do. He still loves us. He may not be pleased with what we're doing. Yeah, he may be angry, but he still loves us. Why? He has the agape love. Yeah, and the agape love oversees all of the loves that we talk about today, all the loves that we have today, loves for cars, love for clothes, love for possession, love for family. The agape exceeds that. Yeah. Because most of the time, if someone does anything wrong to us, today we shoot them up, or we plot and we plan to kill them, or have them murdered, or get a hit on them. We do all kind of things, and we still say we love that person. Yeah, but God, who is greater, God who created all of us, has never put a hit on us. Never plotted. Never even planned to kill us. Desired that we would all not perish. Yeah. But have eternal life. That's his plan. So let me just stay with this scripture here. This scripture clearly explains the temptation part of life. Yeah, it's the temptation. Yeah. He says here, the temptation that is very common to mankind. Yeah, temptation. And we know it is. Yeah, yeah. God will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you can bear. He's protecting you. He's looking out for you. He's providing for you. Glory to God. Notice, who is he when it says he? He is God. That's who's in this verse. That's who's looking up for us. That's who's protecting us. His son Jesus as well. Notice, he will not let you be tempted beyond what you can be, beyond what you're able to walk away from. Clearly, we see here that God does not tempt us. This is very clear. God is not the tempter. He doesn't come and tempt us. The enemy, Satan. Satan is the tempter. Yeah, he tempts us. God does here what he does so well, and that is he shields and protects you. And you and me. He shields and protects us. Glory to God. God is showing us here how to move forward. Yes. God is showing us another way. That we don't have to stay here. We don't have to stay by the tempter. We don't have to stay in that environment and be tempted continuously. He's showing us another way. God is pointing us into another direction. But it's up to us to follow. We have a choice. Am I going to follow him? Am I going to take heed? Am I going to listen? Or do I want to be an idolater? Yeah, walking idolatry. Will I praise God at any point? Will I raise my hand? Will I say hallelujah at some point, knowing that he has redeemed me? Knowing that he has healed me? Knowing that he has provided for me? He has provided food, clothing, and shelter. He has provided a sound mind. He's kept me. When I couldn't keep myself, he kept me. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Glory to God. Remember, God wants you. He don't want things. He's not interested in things. There is no value in things to God. God wants us. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Listen, if you're listening to me and you're saying, oh, that has never happened to me. And you know, we're good at that. We're good. We are good. Ouch, ouch, ouch. I've said it many times. Oh, that never happened to me. I never did that. Oh, so you must be talking to somebody else today because I never. Hey, stop and think hard. Think real hard. Think hard. Think hard and think long. Yeah. Because we have all fallen short. We may not have fallen short at the same time, the same day, the same year, or the same month, but at some point, we have fallen short. Because there's no one that is perfect. We're all striving for a certain goal, but no one has arrived, huh? So we all have fallen short of the glory of God. And we are all in need of spending, spending for putting our heads together and praising God and thinking about God and meditating on God, meditating on his son Jesus, meditating what Jesus did for us at the cross. Yeah. It's time to think. It's time to put our heads, put our thinking caps on. Because we all have sinned. And we all have fallen short. Now I'm talking to those who want to be real. I'm just talking about those who want to be real. And be real with yourself. And realize that you haven't always been here. You haven't always been where you are today. But at some point, at some time, you were caught up in this. You were caught up in running on a Sunday evening to a sale. Or you were caught up on a night when Bible study was going on and you couldn't get there because you were in a meeting. Or you were caught up into things, into land, into jewelry, into cars. You were caught up into idolatry. And you really didn't know. You didn't know what that was. You just, you know, that was just the thing, you know. You were just enjoying yourself. And that just felt that felt good. And you were just a phase. And you were just in it at the moment and all. Hey, true. But there comes a time when we become knowledgeable to what our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is saying to us. And in this lesson, it's considered idolatry. Yes. In where we were, Psalms 16 and 4. Yeah. Also in 1 Corinthians 10 and 13, we're talking about adultery. Yeah. Idolatry. Idolatry. We're talking about idolatry. Mm-hmm. A lot of times, well, money. Yeah, money is very important. We just don't ever make enough. We don't ever make enough to go to this place and worship because we're still trying to make more. And all the time while we're trying to make more, we don't realize that we have holes in our pockets and that it's just not working. As we work hard and we put it in our pockets, it goes somewhere else. It's just like we have holes that are in our clothing. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's a vicious cycle that goes nowhere. Why? Because we're caught up in idolatry. Mercy, God. Mercy. We're caught up in idolatry. And we're seeking the wrong things. Yeah. We're not seeking a relationship with you, God. We're not seeking time spent knowing who Jesus is. Time spent knowing how he went to the cross. Knowing anything about salvation. We're not seeking that. And so in this lesson here about idolatry, we need to come to a place called repentance. Glory to God. And in repentance, we call out to God. And we say, Father, forgive me, for I have sinned. Huh? I've sinned, God. Jesus, I have sinned. Mercy. I ask for mercy, God. I didn't know what I was doing. I had no idea what I was doing, God. But today, this is the day of salvation. This is the day that the light comes on. I see, God, how the enemy was trying to keep me from you. I see, God, how he was trying to block me with things, God, with possessions, God, to keep me from knowing who you really are. Keeping me, God, from having the newness and the freshness, oh God, that I can only get in you. Oh Master, I ask you today to forgive me. To forgive me. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come, God. We come to this place, God. We come for this lesson, God. The lesson of idolatry, Master. And many of us who are listening, God, didn't know that we were caught up in this place, God. And some of us may still be in this place, God, of being so attracted to things that are not of you. God, we ask you right now, in the name of Jesus, to forgive us, God. We repent right now of the sin, oh God, the sin of idolatry, God. We ask you, Master, to forgive us, to clean us, God, to wash us whiter than snow. And we will be careful to give you all the praise. And we thank you, God, for Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. We just thank God, and we look forward to having you back here with us on next Friday. Yes, next Friday, same time, Victorious Living. Yeah, just doing our part. Yeah, doing our part to bring us to a place of victorious living so we can have it in our lives, so we can walk with God. Hallelujah. See you back here next Friday. Be blessed in the Lord. Hallelujah. We just give him praise and we thank him and we say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, oh God. And thank you, Master. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your word, God. Amen.